Here we go. You're joining Jackie Boy Wilson on the GVC, the Good Vibes Club podcast. Here with me now, the wild man, JP in Wotulla, the champ. I'm welcoming him right now. Let's go, brother.
Let's go.
Here he is. Oosh.
Bring it in, bro. Bring it in.
The time is now. It's right now, bro. It's your time.
You can't see me. My time is now.
Bro. Bruh, is this the Royal Rumble?
This is the Royal Rumble.
Here
what's
he is.
Cooking? Bro, what's cooking?
Here. Put it here. My man.
This is the GVC.
Bruh, the GVC is more than happy and stoked to have you on. I'm pleased. It's good to see you again.
I'm grateful. We're rolling with heat. We are rolling with heat. So, yeah, nah, it's good to have you back up. We're pumped. We've got our Exalto Open Day tomorrow, and obviously you're a big part of what we're doing. And to have you here... Obviously the night before, so we get to vibe up tomorrow, and then we get to wake to a new day and go at it tomorrow. So
as soon as I seen you tonight, we're just like little children, bro. We're just like, hey, bro, what's going on? Bringing it in, hugging it up.
Yeah, it's because there's no bullshit. It's just fun. It's just pure joy, fun, love, freedom, happiness, good vibes,
emotions, honesty, and we're on that same path, brother. Yeah. And you just mentioned. We're here for the launch tomorrow, which I'm super pumped about. Values lining up. We're looking after the youth. We're providing pathways. Let's have a bit of a chat about the youth and what you're doing here in the Sunshine Coast for starters.
Sweet. So what we do at Exalto, I am the founder of Exalto along with my partner, Nicholas Spain. And we have a holistic hub that focuses on delivering education to all the youth, the young people of the Sunshine Coast into basically how to become their best self. So that's all areas of training, wellness, health, you know, diets, breathing, everything that like elite level performers, elite level athletes are exposed to. We want to give it to children because we believe that all of the programming starts when they're young. So if we can start them early, then they're going to have better luck. Or they're going to have better fortune through their mid-teens and through their 20s. So, yeah, that's the path for us.
Brother, I'm loving it. And that's pretty much exactly what, you know, the Good Vibes Club's all about. Individuals providing pathways, shining their light in their communities, overcoming adversity and showing that they can make anything happen. And what you're doing, mate, is you're reconnecting people to themselves and allowing them to find their pure self. Giving them the tools, the guidelines to find their voice and become the best people they can be.
Mm.
And that's what the GVC is about, brother.
That's what life's about. But we're lost. We're so lost from that message. We've got so much of this stuff happening in the front of our heads that we've actually forgotten to listen to our heart and just enjoy life. Like we've so many of us have lost. You like saying the sleepwalkers. We're like zombies. So many of us out there have lost what it means to truly love their life, love themselves, and then love other people. So, mate, yeah, and it all starts as a kid. I believe it really all starts as a kid. So we have to get kids off this, you know, beaten track that is all about comparisons, all about, you know, it's just
status,
bullshit. It's just bullshit. It is bullshit. We've lost the touch to actually be, who we truly are. So I think that's a massive education and a massive opportunity to change the world.
Brother, and I admire and I'm so grateful that you're standing up and you're speaking up. You know, you're on the forefront. You're providing this. You've found your voice and now you're ready to share that with others. And that's what's so pure, brother. So it's... You know, that's why you're an advocate. You're an advocate for health. You're an advocate for life. You're an advocate for the GVC, the good vibes. But we understand that we go through adversity and people think, how am I supposed to find the good vibes? I'm struggling at the moment. I'm going through this. I've got this problem with my husband, or I've got this problem with my best friend, or I'm struggling at work. Mate, what do we say to them people?
Everything happens for you. I truly believe that now that everything... in your life happens for
because
you.
Because I know for a fact that you weren't always this person.
100%. I was when I was younger. I was a happy kid. And then I had family issues, family breakup. I had, my mum got seriously ill with an autoimmune disease and couldn't look after us kids. Dad was definitely challenged by like business, you know, things with financial, the family breakup. And basically our parents lost a bit of weight. And as a young teen, I didn't know what to do. So I went heavy down a bad path, led me into drug and alcohol abuse. And I woke up in a coma. I nearly died one night when I was partying. And yeah, I woke up. I honestly woke up. But now I can see that every single challenge, every day, every second that was painful happened for me. It wasn't happening to me. It was happening for me to have an awareness, to have a breakthrough, and to teach me a lesson into what I truly value and what where I want to actually be in my life and what and you know how I want to live my day. So I think for anyone out there who's experiencing a problem, you just have to actually be grateful for it first. You have to be grateful for
embrace it.
You have to embrace it. If you resist the problem, it only pushes back harder. But when you surrender and you just look at it for what it is and you say, you know, I constantly say, I'm grateful for this challenge and what it's teaching me. And as soon as you have that level of compassion and empathy towards challenges, you can see that it's making you better. It's asking you to be a better person, to grow, to overcome that adversity. But if you fight it, if you just resist it and neglect it, and don't pay attention to it, it only makes itself worse because it needs you to learn the lesson. Life needs you to learn the lessons of life. But if you don't learn them, it'll hammer you harder with the hammer.
It'll
smash you. And people get smashed from all different areas, but they're not listening to the hammer. You got to listen to what's actually happening. And that's
the first
step. A
hammer can build
something
or a hammer can crush something.
100%. Yeah, so use and abuse. You know, like if you're, you know, just listen. I honestly think that's the biggest tip that I have in my life. And I'm still challenged every single day. I'm challenged. I thrive in challenge. I think humans innately, we need goals, but with goals comes challenge, comes adversity. You know, because the goals test you.
Harder the struggle, greater the reward.
Yes.
A great man once told me, the harder the struggle, the greater the reward, which is hard to comprehend, you know. When people think that when you get hurt, when you're going through something, like we don't deserve it.
Especially when you don't expect it. Like, you know, say you're training for an event, you're an athlete, you're training for an event, and you know the training's going to be hard, and, you know, you expect these challenges, oh, you might not make a team or something, but all of a sudden you break an ankle.
Just boom.
Boom. Like,
life's
holy
going
shit.
Good.
Holy
you're
shit,
the,
I
you're
didn't.
The top of your game,
I knew training,
snap an ankle.
I knew training was going to be hard. But I didn't expect me to get a broken ankle halfway through my training camp. That challenge was given to you to have a higher level of awareness. How much do you want this? How bad do you want the goal? Because you're going to have to overcome this adversity, or you can be a victim to it and say, "Oh no, I broke my ankle. I couldn't be successful."
Mm. And that's where I'm going to get to. The great thing about having the GVC mentality is when you get confronted or overwhelmed with an incident or a tragedy that punches you in the face, stop right there. Soon as that incident happens, or you get that news, or you get that, you know, that circumstance when you break an ankle, or you get some bad news from a friend or a family member, or you've gone through a breakup, and you know how you get that feeling, your microbiome and your stomach drops and your stomach goes all funny and fuzzy and
you feel sick.
You can feel your throat. You know, that lump in your throat, embrace that moment right then and there, because your initial thought pattern and what you think about and how you digest it at that point in time is how the outcome can play out later on, if that makes sense.
Don't react, respond.
Don't react, respond in a way where you can manifest, you can siphon it, you can recycle that thought, that feeling, embody it, that emotion, and go, hang on. Is this as bad as it can be?
And you can look at it from a different angle. You're not just in front of the bus. You actually just take a step back and just take a big breath. Hold on.
Mm.
What's going on right now? How, instead of, am I going to get over this? How am I going to get over this? Or how am I going to overcome this?
Is this the end of the world?
Yes.
Hang on. No, it's not.
Mm.
If it's hurting, and if it's discomfort, if it's struggle, let's look at how we can recycle that energy, because that's a strong energy. That energy can really, really bloody isolate us, you know, and chuck us in a chokehold and hold us down. But how can, if that's a strong energy, can we recycle it and then channel it into a positive direction?
Mm.
To the positive thoughts.
And instead of choking us, supporting us, encouraging us.
Yeah, and lifting us.
Yeah, lifting us, 100%. Definitely.
It's some powerful stuff, man. I actually read in a book, Tim Grover. He was a mentor and a coach for a lot of high-performing athletes, LeBron James being one of them. And when he broke an ankle on the court one day, he was playing a, I think he was out playing a big game, actually. As soon as he broke his ankle, he stood up straight away and he acted cool. He understood what happened. He knew he broke his ankle, but he didn't show any emotion. He decided in his own head that it's not that bad. He's going to overcome this. He's going to walk off the court. He's not going to feel sorry for himself. He's not going to let the paramedics come out and stretcher him off, because that initial understanding of what happened is going to affect how the recovery system plays out and how the body goes, oh, this isn't that bad.
The emotional trauma.
The emotional, the trauma.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And I actually done the exact same thing when I'd broke my ankle seven weeks ago. I'd done that method. And I was walking within 3 days. So, the mind, man.
100%.
That mentality.
The mind. See, it's, you think about the word mindset. And if you break it up, it's what you set your mind to. That's a mindset. People have a negative mindset. They're setting their mind on the negativity. But if you set your mind on the positivity, that's the true... That's a true aspiration for a mindset, is we have set our mind so strong and so well on, you know, the positivity and the strength, that's what mindset means to us.
Mm. And if we do nothing but allow those positive thoughts come through and feelings and emotion, it's going to go to work. It's going to be a force within you to make whatever that positive thing happen or negative thing happen. So let's not underestimate this energy. Let's have every intention with thoughts, body language, words,
posture, yeah,
eye contact, intentions with,
and choice.
And choices. Even just with interactions with other humans. It's not just an interaction. It's not just, oh, I'm meeting another human. Oh, yeah, so what? Like, oh, hey,
it's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity to become a part of that person, have an impact on that person, make that person remember who you are for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? Make them feel loved and wanted. And that's the GVC, baby.
That is the GVC. It.
That's what we want, man. With all these
new
juices
lessons,
are flowing.
New experiences. You know, forever grateful for everything that comes our way.
And just being a good person.
I like a quote my mentor said to me was, you are always ready for everything that comes your way. You are always ready for anything that comes your way. Yeah, otherwise, it wouldn't come to you.
That's so true. I always hear this out and about, you know, within my experiences in life. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
You always hear that.
Yeah.
Your mates say it. Sometimes I say it. I'm a victim of it. I've said that before.
So have I. It's too big for
me. Something comes up and you go,
I
don't know if I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
It wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be in front of you. It wouldn't have been gifted to you if you weren't ready for it. And that's my gift to those tuning in today. Everything that's happening for you right now, you are ready for.
You're ready for it, man.
So embrace it, breathe into it.
We're ready for it.
100%.
We are ready for it.
Brothers, sisters,
nephews, nieces, uncles, aunties.
GVC.
Mate, before we go, this has just been an injection right now. This is late at night. I'm frothing to go to bed and just manifest all this and let it sink in and just feel it.
Oh, baby.
What do you have for the people listening, with the people that are driving their cars, people going to work, people doing their runs, their walks, their earphones in their ears? What can they do to implement some good vibes into their lives? Where can they start? You know, just a few little hot tips from, you know, the life of JP and what you bring to Exalto for the kids. What are some key, you know, routines Whether it's mindset or if it's habits.
So I'll do our mindset, three positive mindset pillars that we do. And this is what we do daily to make sure we're actually doing the work to love ourselves. What's the opposite of love?
Hate.
So there's a lot of self-hate. We've all felt it before. We have to learn how to fill up our own cup. When our cup's full, we can help others fill theirs. So our three pillars are gratitude. We always start with gratitude. So three things you're grateful for will, first of all, tell you what you already have in your life. No matter how challenging, how down you feel, you can always be grateful for it. And when you set an attitude of gratitude, the physiology in the brain, the chemistry in the body, the endorphins, they release. The gratitude is the start.
Mm.
It sets the foundation. Once you're grateful for what is going on in your life, what you have, you know, all the wonderful things, the opportunities, we do affirmations. Three words. I am, you choose the word, and you do three separate words. So mine might be, I am loving, I am growing, and I am expanding. You know, whatever it is, I am the creator, I am the master, I am powerful, I am strong, I am happy, I am beautiful.
Should they write this down?
Whether write it down or say it in their head, affirm it in their head. If you're driving, don't write it down.
But when they get home, whatever, get their notepad,
every
get
morning,
their diary.
Every morning, write it down.
Put it on your bedroom wall, put it on your fridge.
I like it on the mirror.
On the mirror, yeah.
On the mirror, because if you do it in a paint pen, the mirror is a direct reflection of yourself. So you're literally reflecting these points back to your body, back to your mind. You're looking at it.
You're talking to the man in the mirror.
You're embodying it.
Or the woman in the mirror.
Yeah. So on the mirror, wherever it is, three points of gratitude, three power positive words, I am so-and-so, and then three points of self-love. And this is one that people struggle with. Three things that you actually love about yourself, and not a materialistic thing, but an attribute, a characteristic, a behavior, a personality trait, body part, something that you can, you know, for me, it's, you know, usually I love my smile.
Hey.
So I put on my self-love, my smile, my passion, my energy, my eyes, my fun, my ability to enjoy life. You know, yeah, there's so many things about my big legs, my big quads.
Come at me, bro.
There's so many things that you can love about yourself. And when you when you focus on the good, you get more good.
Beautiful.
But if you focus on hate, you'll manifest more hate. So self-love, affirmations, and gratitude, my man.
Mate, that was fire.
Oos.
I hope he's got that.
Oos, oos.
I got that.
Oos.
That was the uppercut.
Write that down. Put them up.
Life's got us up against the ropes. We ain't fighting. We ain't letting down. We're fighting back. Let's go. Duck and weave, cuz.
Oh, mate.
That was
all
beautiful,
day.
Brother. That was beautiful.
All day.
Man, GVC Nation. They're the tips from the wild man. The wild man from Watulla, JP. Brother, it was a pleasure having you. We could talk for days.
We're going to cut it there, but...
But we're going to cut it there because this is short injections, short spurts.
It's the positivity IV drip.
IV drip with a rib shot. Much love, my brother.
Bro, I'm
excited for tomorrow. And I hope that the GVC Nation, I know the GVC Nation would have got a lot out from this. So stay deadly. Good Vibes Club, baby. You're the CEO of your life. You're the founder. You're the director. Make it happen. Make that decision. There's no memberships. There's no contracts. There's no sign-up fees. Make the decision. Be the CEO. Much love and respect. Peace, guys.
Let's go, champ.